Jason Longshore was front and center with all of that madness last night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Another sold-out crowd rocking as the Five Stripes played their first big international game at home at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And they come up a 1-0 winner over Monterrey. So if nothing else, even though they are knocked out of the Champions League because of aggregate, something to build on. Welcome to the show, Jason. Good morning to you.
How you guys doing?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good, Jason. You know, we've been sitting here this morning. And I know my man John Freaky, he's like the eternal optimist. But what can we realistically take from that game, that match last night with Atlanta United, that Atlanta United had?
Monterrey is a team that had not lost in 2019 in Mexico. They're in third in the league. They've lost twice since last August. I mean, this is a top team, and this is maybe the first time in a long time that Atlanta United's been an underdog in a competition. And they bounced back last night. I think the biggest thing for me compared to Sunday was the movement off the ball. And this was throughout the match. You had the team playing at different speeds. You had better passing angles. You had more players getting in behind a defense. It was just a much better performance from minute one to minute 90 last night.
We've been trying to figure this out. Is that a little bit more of – maybe you think we're speculating that somebody got in Frank DeBoer's ear and said allow these guys to kind of like do what they do a little bit more?
I don't know about that. It was an interesting situation because this was the first time, to that level ever. But you're going back to 2017 where there were some serious questions about how good this team really was.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the players, you know, stood up and accounted for themselves. I was impressed with how they bounced back after walking off the field Sunday and getting that crowd reaction.
And I was impressed with the fact that they played with energy. Tito certainly helped, I think, in the front. Frank DeBoer said after the game, Jason Longshore is who we're talking to about last night's United game, that he used three different formations during the game. So I think from a fan standpoint, and to echo kind of what he was talking about, you know, we've been talking this morning about maybe DeBoer, after his comments about, okay, maybe I'll lighten up, will in fact lighten up, and this team can find a comfort zone that will allow them to have success going forward.
Well, the biggest thing I thought he said, too, was he mentioned how much it's hurt to not have Franco Escobar. And you go back to when we all met Frank DeBoer, the day he was introduced, he talked about 4-3-3 being his preferred formation, but he wasn't going to play it if he didn't have the right pieces. And he felt like he didn't have a right back to play in a four-man back line if he didn't have Franco Escobar. And he had to figure out something else. And he played the 3-4-3 that we've seen good things out of a 3-4-3. We've seen a lot of static play out of the 3-4-3. I think the one thing that people have correlated that I would push back on is the 3-4-3 shape doesn't make you static. It doesn't make players not make movement off the ball. It has nothing to do with that. And Sunday was nothing about formation for me. It was about a team sitting back deep, and Atlanta had no answers for it.
Right. I understand what you're saying. I mean, yeah, pack it in the box, and that's what happened with FC Cincinnati. I get you. But, you know, last night we saw a different team, a team that looked like it could compete for an MLS title. True?
Oh, 100%. I mean, this team has so much talent. It's something I talked about yesterday with Andy and Randy, and anytime you have a new manager come in any sport, and he wants to implement his style, and there's differences between what it was before, it feels like early in a season, you get so focused as a player on trying to do what you're working on in training, what you're talking about in team meetings, as opposed to just playing freely. You're so focused on getting it right, you're maybe thinking too much. Sunday definitely felt like that. It felt like the team was so worried about positioning and where to be and this and that, and they just did not play the match.
Talking with Jason Longshore, of course, color analyst for Atlanta United, podcast extraordinaire, and soccer know-it-all as we get ready for the Philadelphia Union game coming up this Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and then we get a long break. All right, before we get to that, but just on a couple of players, if I can. I saw Ezequiel Barco play what I thought was his best game as a five-striper last night.
The performance in Kennesaw would be up there, too. And he had other good performances last year, too. I think the narrative on Barco has been an interesting one. He's a player who last night, what I really liked about him, and we saw glimpses of it in Kennesaw, he dropped a little deeper. So in the 3-4-3, he wasn't playing next to Petey Martinez the whole time. He was dropping into the midfield and really filling that gap between Nagby and Remedy and the attacking unit. I thought he did a great job in it.
And then, of course, you know, Joseph gets that goal, and he played with a lot of spirit last night. You know, one of the things kind of lost here, even though Atlanta United is not scoring, is the fact that Joseph has four goals this year, and so it's not like Joseph isn't on his game, and he had a couple of, potential opportunities again last night, and you can tell that he is into this. It's just getting on that connection level with Petey, which hasn't happened yet. I mean, he had the great strike last night. I mean, so when do we see the full effect, when do you think we begin to see the full effect of what Petey Martinez can bring to this team?
It's a tough one. He's going away to the Argentine national team after Sunday's match. Sometimes players, when they get back into a familiar environment, and Petey Martinez with his national team teammates, that could break him out of this a little bit. You're also going to get an extra week off. You come back from international break to play Columbus at the end of the month. Then you have another weekend off. It's kind of a weird scheduling quirk that helps you because you'll have everybody in camp for that two-week period before you get back into league play. It might be then. It might be then that you get an extra 2 weeks of training and get, you know, ready to hit the ground in whatever permutation that Frank DeBoer is going to throw out, because he did show a lot of versatility last night.
So you say the team. So what I'm getting from you right now is that the team is trending up. So we don't have anything to worry about this weekend against the Philadelphia Union.
Philadelphia is an opponent that has created a lot of chances this year, but they're not finishing their chances. When you look at, there's a metric called expected goals that basically rates every scoring chance. They should have four more goals than they have this season. They've only scored one, and they're missing their best playmaker due to a red card suspension. There's a little bit of a wild card as to who they're going to play in that role. They've got a couple of really talented young players who don't have a lot of experience. We'll see what happens there. I think Philadelphia is going to come in and be pretty defensive. Not quite as defensive as Cincinnati, but along those lines, and Atlanta's going to have to break them down.
Jason Longshore for another minute here talking about Atlanta United against Philadelphia at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 7 o'clock on Sunday night. That game will be on Star 94 FM. Jason will call it alongside Mike Connie. And Jason, I think in kind of the final summation of what we saw last night, you can sense, even though you got knocked out of CONCACAF Champions League, yes, Atlanta United became the first team ever to beat Monterrey in the Champions League. There was this kind of, okay, we're going to be fine. You know, DeBoer is going to back off a little bit. This team's going to find its legs. We're going to be able to, this is not going to be a lost year. Okay, fine, all right, we're good with this. Because I think what we saw last night, this is just for me, and I think was echoed by some other people of, just this sense of, we relaxed a little bit about some of the, things that we have been seeing, especially in the last two or three games.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say how much, the manager backed off of things. I'm not sure about that. But the flexibility he showed, as you see what Monterrey threw at you. Monterrey played a different formation than they did in the first leg. They included another center back. So Frank figured out a couple different ways to change things up. And what ended up working really well at the end was moving Darlington Nagby up into a higher role when they did switch into the 4-3-3. Tito Villalba's inclusion obviously brought a jolt of energy as well. But Darlington Nagby and the goal he created for Joseph Martinez and other great chances that he was involved in, I thought Nagby really stepped up in a big way last night.
Appreciate it, Jason. We look forward to the game against Philadelphia on Star 94 with pregame at 6:30 on Sunday night. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, guys.